It's that time of the week when we talk technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. Jeff, how you doing, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad, and I'm excited because every time we talk about robot vax, this is what I think of.
Here I am, sir. Yes, sir.
Rosie from the Jetsons.
It's so close to that now already, isn't it?
Very, very close. They're not yet at the point of talking back to us, though, are they?
Well, I might want to surprise you today then, because now you can actually talk directly to your vacuum and it will talk back and even actually come to where you're standing to clean that spill that you've just dropped. So, yes, Rosie is really among us.
Here I am, sir. Yes, sir.
Will you be able to program that voice into her?
I wish it was that voice. Not yet. And unfortunately, even if you call it Rosie, it won't respond to that. It responds to Eco, which is an interesting name that they've given it. This is from Ecovax. It's the new D-Bot X1 Plus. But I've been talking to mine, and it's great in the kitchen because whenever I finish making lunch, I don't know how it got there, but there's usually something left on the floor. And I don't even know if it was me, but I tend to get the blame for it. So I just stand there, I call the vacuum, he comes over and follows your voice. So he actually knows exactly where you want him to clean and goes away and starts doing it. So, yes, you can now do that.
I didn't realize that all this time I already had one of those. Sully the Wonder Dog follows us around in the kitchen and takes care of everything that we drop.
That is the other thing I'm missing, actually, is a pet. Otherwise, I'd just get the pet and the vacuum to play together and I'd never have to worry about anything.
How much do we fork out for our Eco?
Look, these days you're looking at around $1,899 for this model. Now, that is on the premium end of robot vacuums. You don't have to be able to talk to your vacuum. If you're happy just to use the app on your phone, you can usually be spending between $400 to $600 on a reasonably good robot vac.
Might be a little while yet before I join that particular collective. Now, I am a big fan of Netflix, but you reckon there are some people that are departing the streaming giant?
Yeah, look, Netflix reported that last quarter they lost 1 million subscribers, and I would have been one of them for a period of time. And what I mean by that is I think it's a really good opportunity for people to think about how often they're actually watching the content that is on those streaming platforms that they pay a monthly fee for, and honestly cancel anything that you've finished watching, because once I finish binge watching the latest season of something, I'll cancel my subscription. 1 month later, I might re-sign up, but I've saved myself a month of fees, and the sign-up process to get back on, it takes 30 seconds. So people are sort of throwing money in there just to keep it running, even if they're not watching.
Yeah, actually, you make a really good point. I keep Amazon Prime purely because of the Boys TV series, and I have to wait 12 months for that to come around again, and I'll be paying $5 a month to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think people should also look at the tiers as well. So with Netflix, you've got three pricing tiers. I pay for the cheapest. It's about half the price of the most expensive one. They say the quality gets reduced, but honestly, I recommend people try it because you might save half the cost.
And finally, if you'd like a foldable phone, Samsung have got the answer.
Yeah, look, they have. So August 10th, we're going to hear about the next version of foldable devices from Samsung. This would be their third go at it. And honestly, I think people are starting to understand why it's handy to have a device that folds in half. I think we just need to get the price point down. You know, spending $2,000 plus for a foldable phone is not the kind of money that people want to be spending on their next smartphone, I think.
Especially when it feels like it's got to have a bit of wear and tear to it. You know, that's ultimately, it's going to wear out given that folding process, isn't it?
Look, how many times can you fold a screen?
Yeah.
Fold a screen? I mean, that still sounds foreign to me. How many times can you actually fold one without it starting to show a bit of a visible line? They say that they test them, but look, even in my experience, I've seen those screens start to form a bit of a speed hump after a number of folds. And, you know, if you're scrolling a lot on your phone, you'll be feeling that. And that's not a great experience.
Yeah, that's true. But it is an interesting process. And I kind of do enjoy the old folding, you know, the act of folding it when you hang up from somebody.
There is no more satisfaction than slamming a phone shut when you're done with somebody.
Yeah, you don't want to do that with your smartphone. You pick it up and, I've broken the screen. Oh, that wasn't really worth it, was it?
Exactly.
Jeff, as always, thank you very much. We'll talk some more technology next week.
Thanks for having me.